Have you never gotten like drunk on a date or like where you started dating someone and just
Drink.
I just love lies with right. Heather.
Welcome back to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined once again Are y'all ready? Oh, let's slow down.
We're back, bitches. Okay.
Oh, get those hips swaying.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, I'm doing my pants.
Oh my, oh, no. Larry, no, no, go. No. Wow, I'm not gonna lie. Ladies, hello. I'm back in the studio, and I use that loosely, with Allie and Larry. So, what's good, y'all?
Hey.
It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Something like that. Well, yeah, a week.
We just took 1 week
two
off.
2 weeks.
Yeah. It was the
week,
same week.
2 weeks?
It was
so combined?
What is time even? No one knows.
Know. All right, who's I'm sorry. I'm just going to. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Yeah, it's been too long.
To yeah, say there the we least, go. Let's right? just put it that way.
How about sure. that? Too long. The number two. So, anywho, yeah, man. So we've been fucking running with it, man. I just heard that drag on here.
I tried to like get away.
No, you like leaned in. You're like, yeah, like into the mic.
I'm sorry. Put your bubbler down, dude. Like, no.
I have to get in the right headspace.
I'm back in the Sonic costume, though.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna come in there with you. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You guys have fun in there. Fuck my that.
So yeah, we're coming at you back with episode 152, I believe, right?
Yes.
I think that's where we're at.
The best I can count, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know numbers.
Carry the one and
that's right.
I'm just gonna give you a bop it a bop it a bop. Yep. There we go. Yeah, man. So we're just hanging. And we're looking to talk about some fucking news.
Yeah.
So I did want to mention a couple of things.
Yeah.
So I ended up, well, real quick, my intro material, I'm like, oh, yeah, last week, what happened? we took Finn to Defy, the jump shit.
Yeah.
The jump jam kind of thing.
Is that the one behind?
It's off level.
Oh. Never mind. I was thinking that was the one behind Chick-fil-A on Kingston.
Oh, no, that's the mouse's ear. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Knoxville joke.
And if you're not local, that's a really seedy strip club.
I kind of want to go. Something
I think
in
they closed
me.
Down.
I'm surprised you've not been.
Have they not closed
no,
down?
No, they're still open.
I've been more times than I'm willing to admit.
Gross.
So. Once? No, but it was... No. Like I said, more times than I'm willing to admit, but... The last time that I was there, I was in athletic shorts, flip-flops. I chugged a 40 and tossed it in the woods and went in.
That sounds about right.
That's so. Just normal Daniel.
Although yeah. I do not recommend, if you're like...
I at least put on normal shorts. I still have a white shirt on.
If
right
you're
now,
easily so. Aroused, I do not recommend you go in athletic shorts.
I'm not.
Okay.
Right. Especially by the women and fucking the mouse's ear. My God.
Why is it called the mouse's ear?
I feel like that's some sort of it's pun for cute. A titty.
Oh, I was thinking like cute. What? Like, what oh, if a little Google mouse's it? Ear. I don't know. I would put the mouse's ear directly beside the bee's knee.
No, that's the great. That's the grandma bar. That's the grandma.
I love that Larry's like, no.
Okay, this just makes it better because the first result is Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it's like any of several plants that have soft, hairy leaves. We love a hairy lady strip club. We
not
do
gonna
love
lie.
It.
Have you heard about fuzzy holes in Johnson City?
No,
and I'm not
yes,
kidding.
You've talked to me before.
That exists, and I have not been there.
Wait,
so.
Urban Dictionary says it's a female's anal cavity
oh.
that is tight and not, quote, blown apart.
Oh, so it's kind of like a bronze medal.
I don't know what that means.
Like, honestly, yes. Bronze,
someone showed you their bronze medal.
Okay, it also says it's a tight vagina, so I guess that's less risque.
All right, so it's just an orifice at this point. A hairy orifice.
Anyway, you went jumping.
Sorry, I was talking about my child, please. Okay, you know what? Yeah, we went there. We're just gonna cap it at that. That was on Monday. On Tuesday, and I'm not gonna go through every fucking day. We went to Safety City.
Oh, have you heard of
that shit?
No.
I've heard of it.
It was actually kind of neat.
But I've never been.
What is that?
So basically, the city of Knoxville made a replica of, like, some of the big landmarks of Knoxville, a.k.a., well, of Knoxville and the surrounding areas. Okay. So, like, they have, like, the Alcoa plant in the back,
yeah.
And they have the Sun Sphere, and they have Neyland Stadium and stuff like that. And then they have, like, little houses in between. In a small, like, road system. So kids can go in there and, like, see stoplights and, like, ride their bikes. And it's obviously closed off from cars.
Yeah,
so.
And they teach kids, like, about red lights and about seat belts. And, like, basically pedestrian safety or some shit like
that's
that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And they, honestly, the coolest spot was they had this car wash that basically misted down, like, mist or whatever.
Yeah.
Misted down mist. That's what it did.
Perfect.
And so the kids could, like, ride their bikes through it and stuff. And like
It verbed.
It verbed. Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That was what,
cue for the crickets.
It verbed nouns. I hate to have to do it to you, but you're not even doing
it
right.
You know what? I don't care.
Well, you started it.
It's called verbception. No, I'm just kidding. So the last quick mention that I've got is apparently, do you guys eat apricots ever?
Yes.
Dried apricots?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't picture an apricot.
Close your eyes.
Like a little peach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it tears our family apart.
Oh.
Like, we eat them and our house almost lifts off the ground with the flatulence and just like burping that fucking occurs afterward.
I've never
fucking
Megan was
problems.
Sitting on the couch just now and she was like, my stomach hurts, and then Finn's like running around.
You would think you'd learn,
dude, but we love
they're
them.
So good though,
and plus they keep you regular. How about that? Regular.
They seem a lot like plums, prunes, whatever, stuff that do,
peaches, I feel like peach was a really good descriptor, so.
I love the texture of apricots, like it's such a
weird. Have you
weird...
had a fresh one?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never had a fresh one, I've just had dried.
No, I've had canned ones, not dried, but like canned ones. They've got like this weird, like velvety texture to, even though they're peeled. It's so hard to explain.
Huh.
But, like, it's one of those things that when people are like, I just can't get past the texture of, like, I get why, but, ooh, I love it.
Yeah. I'm all about that texture. Y'all got anything you want to mention?
Okay. Should we get into the... Okay.
You should tell the story. Right. I will assist.
There was a story that was told to us. Okay. So, have you ever, what's the weirdest thing you've ever inserted in a woman's butthole?
Nothing.
I'm going to speak up for my own butthole.
Lie.
Nothing.
Yeah,
into
nothing.
It.
Or been inserted in your butthole. Let's not discriminate.
No,
okay, let me think for a second. No, just
also, well, define weird.
Wait, time out. Dude, we only have an hour and a half. Holy shit, no.
All right, so apparently this guy went to a party one time. And he was having a good time with this girl, right? Mm. So they, you know, went into a room.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Sounds like one of my stories, right?
The way he worded it to me, we both heard the story, but separate times. So we both heard it, like, within a day. The way he heard it to me was like, yeah, so, like, you know, things started getting gropey. And I was like, man, you make it sound romantic, huh?
God, yeah.
To sum it up, right? So they started getting hot and heavy. And then this girl pulls out a bottle of baby oil.
Okay.
Right, and he was like, "Ooh, okay."
You
know,
anywhere,
I'm paraphrasing
right?
here, but he was, you know, what you want me to do with that? You know what I'm saying?
Paraphrasing means he yelled, fuck yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Turns out...
She says, all seductively...
I want you to cover your balls in this baby oil and put them in my asshole.
And he goes, like, record screech. And he's like, wait, I'm sorry. You...
Damn it. I'm glad that you said record screech. I meant to put one on the button anyway.
You got to.
Noted.
So, yeah. So then he starts heckling her about
like,
it.
Like, just immediately, like, sobers up and just roasts her about it. And she gets all mad.
And then.
But time. That.
Yeah.
Almost. That seems painful.
Yeah. Also, so this is how the conversation continued. So we're like, okay. Logistically.
Who's getting the enjoyment out of this? Like, yes.
You're clipping my balls with your fucking anus.
Let's talk about logistics here.
Okay.
Like, do you lather them up and then lather the butthole up and prepare
Please
it?
Please stop making motions and to describe. Like,
yeah. Do you, like, shove them in all,
no.
like, at once? Or, like, one at a time, like...
You know what I'm saying? Pinch zoom.
Do we need some sort of like a soft funnel?
I feel like you would have to prepare.
I'm not sure.
I feel like you'd have to
collapsible funnel.
Soft funnel. Show
soft
title.
Funnel. Soft yeah. funnel.
So I feel like you'd have to prepare the butthole with like a what's it called? A butt plug first?
Sure, sure, okay. sure, sure.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to relax it, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know.
I mean, isn't that the whole concept of like whatever, like working one, two, three... And I'm talking about fingers. I'm not talking about balls.
Two things worry me in this scenario.
Okay.
One, the pain of the guys, you know, because it's like...
It's going to try to go back to its normal form.
Have
right?
you ever sat on yours? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Old man
when
speak?
It's, no, when it's like really yeah. hot and they're like way away now, from you.
Can
like,
you imagine yeah. just like putting it in a... Oh,
and then
no.
you're like... You're pulling away, and it's like...
You gotta get it back
exactly,
out.
Like,
you gotta get it back out.
Exactly.
Like, what do you do after that? Do you pull in and out, or like...
Pull what?
What second, are we doing here?
It's just a scrotum.
Second of all, what worries me is this girl has obviously done it before.
And they were young. Like, he said he was like 19, 20 when this party happened. Like...
Who thinks
girl,
of shit like this?
What?
Why?
Why?
Like, why?
So now...
Wait, how have we gotten just away from, like, sex and blowjobs and, like, going like, down...
Dude, it's one thing to call somebody like... vanilla, but, like, it's another thing to be putting balls in asses.
So now there's a whole running joke thing, and it's running rampant. So.
And everybody's, like, approaching, like, their significant other and be like, hey... I heard about this new thing, and I want you to put your balls in my ass. So, and they're like, no.
And okay.
And they're like, but baby.
but hey, girl.
So this should be a new TikTok trend where you like record your significant other's reaction by going up to him and be like.
Because he got a really good video of a lesbian couple that he knows who are cisgender, like female bodied.
Okay. Yeah.
And the girl, I'm going to say the protagonist here is
protagonist.
Just telling the story to her poor, unprepared girlfriend. And she's just videoing herself as though she's like playing on her phone. So the girlfriend doesn't know they're on video.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, baby. And she's like, I heard about this new thing I want to try. And she's like, all right. And she's like, I want to put my balls in your ass. And the girlfriend is like, what? You don't even have balls. And she's like, I have balls. She's like, you don't have a ball. She's like, I got balls on my dick. And she's like, you don't got a dick. Girl's keeping a straight face. He played this video. It's the best thing I've ever fucking seen. And then, like, the innocent girlfriend, not innocent, but, like, the unknowing girlfriend, like, walks away and is, like, doing laundry in the next room or whatever. And, she, and the girl's still going. She's like, but, babe, my balls.
My balls, your ass.
My balls, your ass. So we keep, like, every time we see him, we'd be like, dude. My balls, your ass.
I mean, like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
One of the first rules of being on the Tether Radio podcast is we don't kink shame.
I kink shame because that's my kink.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Allie is the... Allie is the sole kink shamer.
I'm the king of kink shaming. The king shamer.
The king kink shamer.
I was like, do we have any listeners? Please tell us that you enjoy balls in your ass.
And no, I will not be doing a poll.
No. Ain't nobody answering that poll, honestly.
No, if they're into that,
no one's going to be like, okay, I'll be the one to click
yeah. Yeah, because I don't want Tether After Dark to become like...
Zuck.
Strictly sexual.
Yeah. Holes. It's like, what have you put in your ass? Here, just fill it out. Fill out the form. We're taking a poll on what you put in your ass. It's an open poll. Week.
Feel free to answer on your own.
Yeah. Also, if you had a poll in your ass.
Oh, hey. Okay. There you go. So, you know what?
Let's do it.
What should I do, baby? Call me hard and
I guess some more. I love it.
I have to actually cover my mouth while you're playing that because I'm trying not to just snicker the whole time.
Y'all know what that means. It's Pornhub comments. Oh, dang it. And I don't have my ear. Oh, wait. There we go. So, I've got a couple Pornhub comments. You know what?
Let's do it.
We're gonna start off light. Larry's son, I hope that he didn't put this, but Vaxulius, does anybody want a squad for Fortnite?
What the fuck?
This is not gay category, was the response. From Vladimir Makarov. I don't know. All right, man, y'all ready for this? Because I don't know. These last two were actually, they were just beautiful, so... This one comes from Broke Dick Mountain.
Oh. Perfect.
Hell yeah.
You know, I don't know why I come here anymore. I guess I'm just trying to fill time. So I'm not sitting alone with my thoughts. Better to chase something that makes you feel good for a little while than getting to know your demons, right? But I can't help but feel that it's just running away. It's an assumption that I'm weaker than my problems, my insecurities. It's an assumption that porn isn't one of the causes. This is a hell of my own making, isn't it?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Has anyone checked on this guy?
Like, are men dude, okay?
Broke Dick Mountain, he ended up with 520 likes.
Oh, wow.
That had to make him feel better. Oh, yeah, That's totally good.
Broke Dick Mountain, get some help, brother.
We're thinking of you, man. Hit us up. We'll interview you.
Yeah, right.
We should find him and be like, hey, would you be willing to interview?
Have you heard about Tether? No, I'm just kidding. So to wrap up. No, wait. Time out. Ooh, here we go. Here we go. So I guess I'll sprinkle in a shorter one comment from King Rib. I don't care if it's fake. Jurassic Park is fake. Jaws is fake. Shining's fake. And I came to all of those. No! You had me in the first half.
Not gonna lie. Had us in the first half.
I love that.
Right. All right.
Like, I want to print that out and frame it. That's a good one.
Honestly, you should come. You should, like, pick up cross-stitching. Cross
yes.
I hate doing that, but I don't mind like making some pretty lettering. I might do it.
Okay. All right. Calligraphy. All right. I'll forward it. All right. So this one to wrap up Pornhub comments. Fuck the Garda. I don't know. Okay. What the fuck? This got to be some of the worst acting of all time. I know it's porn, but come on, man. What is this, Joe Biden? And also, why is the storyline so hard to follow? Is she a flight stewardess or what? And another thing, no one calls their sister stepsis or sis. They say their name. And if they was fucking, they'd probably say some cringy nickname. No cum shot as well. Honestly, depressing wank, to say the least. But overall, 2 out of 10.
Still wanked.
Because she looks like a younger version of my friend's mom.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack there, okay? Yeah. First of all...
Listen, there are 800 million billion jillion videos on Pornhub, and you still stayed on this one.
I know,
that you hated
right?
so much, you left a bad comment.
But is she a stewardess or his stepsister? I don't understand.
Well, that's the thing. Are they on a plane? Right? Are they just in a
Daniel,
bedroom?
Daniel, you're gonna have to start doing more research, man. God,
yeah, you're gonna you're gonna have to find the source of the comments.
So even though most people, this is one of the funnier things about Pornhub comments. Most people say sauce? Question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like.
Like, just looking for that highlighted.
Yeah. No, but my thing is, it's like, you read this and you asked for the sauce. So, like, come on, my man. Like, it ain't the fucking Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A, I'll tell you that much. So, we got standards around here. Closing out. And there you go. What you need, girl. Call me hard and I
guess some more. You've gotten your timing has gotten way, way too good.
The squeal at the end of her talking, I'm just like, girl.
Oh, dude, it's classy. Oh, well, shit, I misspoke. Classless.
So I am going to start a new segment called Fuck or Fiction.
Yes.
Just to go along with Pornhub comments. Yes. Because my buddy sends me these Slate articles all the time where people write in asking for advice, usually sex related or maybe relationship related, usually sex related. Yeah. Every now and then it's like parenting or something. But like, and every time he sends me one, he's like, this is an extremely real question that is valid and that needs an answer, because they're never.
Yeah.
But pause. Huh. Do we really want to go that route? Like, the first 15 minutes of Tether Radio episodes are going to be
we can
sprinkle them.
Random thoughts, random stories about balls and assholes.
Look, we know our brand.
And then now
Allie's hey, people gonna, keep coming back. So.
Now Allie's going to be doing Fuck or Fiction.
Yeah. So. It's a working title. It might change. It probably will not change.
Our downloads have not waned.
Okay. Or wanked.
Wanked. Or wanked.
Okay. Putting the wang in wane.
Well, okay, we certainly branded ourselves. All right, here we go.
Sex with Tether.
yes. Tethered sex.
Oh, God. That's a kink. Okay. Well, I'll cover two. One of them is sex, and one of them is parenting. Not sex. They don't overlap at all.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
In this economy?
Okay, so this one, oh my God. They're never real. I just want to say they're never real. They're never real. Mm-hmm. Not ever. So this person writes in and says, I've been dating this girl for over 2 months. She's way out of my league in terms of both socioeconomic status and physical attractiveness, and I consider myself very lucky for it. Our relationship seemed perfect, and I was already planning what ring to buy for her. Record screech, 2 months she'd been dating.
Yeah.
Until she came to me with a disturbing confession.
How is came?
Wait, no. Is this the one that I'm thinking?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I forgot I told you
this. This is a good one.
Dude.
This is a good one.
This is a very good intro to this new segment. Yes.
Loosening my belt.
Her disturbing confession. She admitted to me that a major reason she's sexually attracted to me is because I am, you are not ready, a descendant of a Holocaust survivor, and she has a persistent sexual fantasy of being a Nazi concentration camp guard who is overpowered and raped by a male Jewish prisoner. A super normal sexual fetish, if I've ever heard of one.
Reaction.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not done.
This is my reaction.
I've rejected the idea before, both because I find wringing sexual pleasure out of the Holocaust tasteless. Duh.
So and I would say, I don't know, maybe like 99.9% of normal people.
Tasteless might be an understatement, my man. Mm-hmm. And because I don't have violent sexual desires. Good for you, boo-boo. Yeah.
She wants to get violent with it?
It's a rape fantasy.
So
yeah.
I would assume that it's against
regardless, will. She is very insistent that I give it a try. She even went so far as to buy the costumes for both of us. Then he goes on, he's like, I mean, I don't know, like, it's the first time she's ever made a sexual request to me, and like, it's not super respectful, but like,
hard stop.
No, man.
Where do you get a Holocaust survivor costume?
So, dude. Okay. So, first of all,
is there a Nazi store somewhere?
There's Nazi stores. Oh, there's Nazis God. Still, you, man.
Oh, holy shit.
You just go, you like, on eBay?
You guys saw my store online? No,
it's Etsy.
Far.
No,
KKK,
dude.
That's... Heather.
No, okay, dude. That is so... No.
Sorry.
Close enough.
Yeah, same. Really same.
No,
same,
but
yeah.
That is, like, so jacked. Like, wait,
literally.
Also, I mean, but... also.
That is so jacked.
Months?
Off.
2 months you've been dating and you're like, by the way, I know you descended from a Holocaust survivor and that really turns me on.
I wonder who she voted
for. 2 months?
But,
I wonder.
Wait, but okay. So, but this is also my question.
I have a lot of questions. Go ahead.
How does the fact that she is a, I'm sorry, he is a Holocaust survivor descendant?
Yeah, descendant. Yeah, sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
How did that come up in conversation after 2 months?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure, like, that's a big thing. Like,
I mean, I know it's a big thing.
Have you never gotten, like, drunk on a date or, like, where you started dating someone and just
I don't
started...
drink. I just
lies with Heather.
Two truths and a lie.
So, oh, shit. Now I got to come up with two truths.
But, like, I've done this before.
Yeah.
Where I share a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Me? In a global panini? No. But
panini.
I mean, it happens. Maybe.
God damn it. This guy even says, is there another compromise I can offer? There is no compromise with Nazis. Sorry. Sorry for yelling.
No, at least you
strongly about it.
No, you backed off the mic,
yeah,
so that's proper protocol.
Should I, as one friend advised me, run the hell away? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One friend. All your friends should be.
Wait a second. Let me see. Should he run away? All right. There we go. You know what?
Perfect.
Anyway, you want to unpack this a little bit more, or you?
Well,
you...
thank goodness the reply, even though obviously the questions are pretty much always fake.
Yeah.
Usually the advice is pretty good, and this advice is, don't hurt yourself running away. Like a brisk walk will do you fine.
Yeah. Lose her number, and
change your number. Like,
yeah.
Throw your phone in the fucking ocean. Travel to the ocean. Throw your phone in the ocean, change your name, change your identity, and move on with your life.
Also, maybe just preemptively tell the FBI that this girl was at the Capitol on January 6th. Because, like, she probably was. I mean, just, it's a gamble. It's a good gamble.
You Jewish? You want fuck?
God.
My God.
I'm sorry, did you have thoughts?
No, I just like burped them out.
Oh, okay. Good.
Like
that's
the quality of.
I'm hoping the parenting advice one is.
Yeah, it's better. Let's go to that. Okay.
All right.
My teen is being awful. Can I make him camp in the backyard for the summer?
Yes.
You can.
He's
but
13.
I would say yes. That like child services might have an issue.
Okay, so she
to
really
make a child
outside. I'm assuming gender. Oh no, it says mom. She basically says she's been working from home since COVID. Her son's been doing hybrid school 2 days a week. The other 5 days they're home together. Mm. The kid's just a nightmare. He's 13. He won't walk his dog. He won't brush his teeth. He won't put his dishes in the sink. He won't do his one daily chore.
First of all,
like
get rid of the dog. I'm just saying, like, we can unpack this
away.
As we go.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say get rid of the child.
Honestly.
Well, no, I mean, like, honestly, if she's that upset,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, hey, raising children is difficult.
You got a lot to look forward to.
But, okay, so let's back up.
I've been told
bit.
That it, like, if they're terrible at... Like a young age, normally you got a little bit more even keel older kid.
You're hosed because he is a good kid. You just think he's bad.
Oh my God. You are around him.
It's because you're not around
him. I know.
No, I literally use this same retort for Megan. So.
Let's back up on this a little bit. Hmm. All right. Have you as a kid never camped in your backyard?
Yes, but she was forcibly making him camp in the backyard.
And no, I never did. Just, I was an only child.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were a loser as a fucking kid.
Sorry, I
can't. Damn, you were a fucking kid.
God, I hate y'all.
No, but I mean, even in movies, you have these sometimes scenes where like the kids like have a sleepover.
For sure.
And
yeah. For sure.
Just make it a summer thing, you know? You want summer camp? All right, backyard.
Okay, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that because I live kind of in the, like, reasonably in the sticks. Mm-hmm. And was a girl, so like, no, my parents didn't want me to camp in the sticks in the backyard.
But you weren't even with like an a girl friend either.
No. I just mean like, I just didn't like. They didn't really want me to camp on my own in the backyard.
Okay.
And if we camp, we went camping. Like, we didn't camp in our own backyard. We got a house.
Did you go like
wait,
real camping?
Time out. Did you go? Did you just hear what she said?
What? No. What'd she say?
I didn't. We didn't go camping. We got a house.
Oh, that's not. That answers the question I was just about to ask.
I'm saying when we were at home, we didn't camp in the backyard because the house is right there. Yeah, okay, no, we camped.
I was like, okay, so you rented a cabin.
I was about to ask, like, did you go like white people camping or like regular camping?
No, I meant we wouldn't camp in our own backyard. We have a house right there.
I take offense to that. Uh-huh. I am white. And
you're the one that wanted to go glamping. Or whatever the fuck that
Megan
is.
Megan won it. She won a trip because she, like, Instagrammed something. I don't know. Her.
Did you guys
ever know? Oh, my God. I just remembered. She Instagrammed a photo of my nuts in her ass.
Damn it. Oh, my God. The sun's not even down.
We're canceled.
Damn it.
Okay, you know let's bring this back in.
You know what the best part is? Hey, advertisers, come at us.
Literally
and I'm talking about seaweed.
Okay, rein this back in.
Yeah.
The kid's being a dick. It won't do anything around the house. He wanders around the house loudly singing rude lyrics to made up songs just to irritate everybody else in the house.
I want to be friends with this kid.
I do. Like, but like when I can walk away from him and not have to live with him.
Yeah.
He's really demanding. He never says please or thank you. Basically everything's a fight with this kid and he's just obnoxious.
I'm going to make a statement and please.
Sure.
I would say that they fucked up earlier than when he was 13.
Probably. Yeah, they should fuck him up now.
Also, maybe...
I'm just saying, dude, we talked about... Well, Finn has been graduated up to a different kind of punishment. I'm just going to leave it at that. But the point is if you don't start early... It's difficult to make up time later.
Well, also, so. COVID made a lot of people just lose their mind in various ways. And, like, maybe your 13-year-old who suddenly never fucking gets to see anybody is not having the best time either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you're telling the parent side of this and you have no idea what your 13-year-old is going through because, like, it's already hard enough to be 13, let alone when the world shuts down. God. Right?
Could you imagine being a 13-year-old just stuck at home all fucking... Damn.
How old is, excuse me, your child?
10.
Okay, because I was trying to remember the other day, and like, yeah. Even at 10, man.
But he's a homebody, though.
Really?
He's weird. He's a homebody. Like, you just put an iPad in his hand, and
but dude, that's a headset. Every kid these days.
That's most people.
But, yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, true. All of his friends... are like, he plays online with his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they get on... I guess I don't know.
Like on Discord or Skype or something. Yeah.
It's the kids' messenger app. They get on the kids' messenger app.
I am banned from that.
It is basically
I was a bully.
Oh my God! So you put your nuts in somebody's asshole too?
I did what I had to do.
It's messenger from Facebook for kids.
Okay.
So like all of his friends get in a little party on Messenger, and then they log into fucking whatever game they're playing.
Dude, but I did that in like middle school, high school. Like I just got on Instant Messenger with my friends. Like
all I had was a tin can fucking like stream, and I'm telling you, my friends never talk back.
Oh man,
hey.
Poor Daniel. You see Daniel holding two cans, like one in each ear, talking into one, listening into the other.
This is so repetitive.
My God, the guy is just repeating what I'm fucking saying.
Okay, so the mom is saying, I'm going to set up our family tent, a camp stove, a bucket toilet, and a raccoon-proof storage container of groceries in the backyard.
This sounds like... No, she is... Dude, is she sending him to Gitmo in the backyard?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
They kind of roast her in their reply. They're like, don't fucking do this.
Yeah.
So she's like, he can set his own rules and have all the independence he wants. He knows how to cook scrambled eggs and ramen. I would let him in the house 3 times a week for showers. Bitch, it's summer and he's 13. 3 times a week? It's summer and he's 13.
This woman doesn't deserve a child. Right? Period.
Once a week to do his own laundry and in the event of a tornado.
Well, okay.
How noble of you. Listen, to not make him rough it in the tent through a tornado.
Oh my God.
I get what she's saying and I don't agree with it whatsoever, but I'm recalling.
Help me understand.
I'm recalling back to my memory as a 13-year-old. I was never fucking home, dude.
Nah.
I was always at my buddy's house. We'd like go fishing in the creek or something. We'd ride our bikes like to random neighborhoods and shit. And you know, we're normal 13-year-olds on,
for sure,
you know, summer vacation or whatever, but I'd come home every fucking night.
Right.
Yeah. And guess what? Your parents fucking were like, hey, come on in, you know? Oh, you might stink because you've been fucking fishing all day.
Feel
you
free
know?
To take a shower once a day.
Oh, by
want.
The way, there's a tornado that's supposed to roll through tomorrow night. You're more than welcome to be inside during it.
So then she's like talking herself up. Okay. I would also provide his groceries. Yeah, he's 13, bitch. Of course you will.
Shit.
I would take him to the library for books. I would drive him for meetups with his friends as long as he asks politely, which she clearly said he doesn't.
Yeah.
We would even share one barbecue dinner outside on the deck. Oh, a barbecue dinner outside on the deck most nights. Just do this until my child decides he's willing to live by household rules and do chores without arguing and contribute to the overall family well-being. And generally be polite and considerate.
Was this a Facebook post?
No, this is to Slate. This is to the
to the editors or like
it's they've got a few different ones. This one is under care and feeding, which is the parenting one.
Oh.
But like, no.
So I would be interested to know more about his home life.
I'd be interested to know if Child Protective Services paid her a visit after this.
Well, she and also... No shit, dude. I didn't read the whole thing. I skimmed it, but she was calling that Teen Land. And when the person wrote back, they were like, you calling this lonely little backyard setup Teen Land as if it's some whimsical new Disney World attraction does not change the fact that you'd be effectively kicking him out of your house for the entire summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also did open this up by saying they're not always real. So it could have been someone just wanting...
Oh, attention. Totally.
Yeah. I just, like, who, fuck off. Like, no. And I don't even have kids.
Well, as unfortunate as that is, I do have somewhat of a, I guess, it's pretty funny. It was funny to me anyway.
Let's cruise.
Awesome.
Crowd left bemused, new word.
Love that word.
Mm.
As man shouts missing dog's unfortunate name in public.
Hope it's not Lovecraft's cat's name.
So, shit, come on, open up. All right. A man's dog.
Said.
A man's dog had run off, so he went to find it by standing on a rock in the middle of a river and shouting his pet's name in a funny voice, leaving the crowd to wonder what he was doing.
Wait. Okay. Can we both guess what the name is?
Yes.
You want to guess?
You first, please.
Shithead.
No.
I'd say dumbass.
No.
Damn it. Stinky butt.
No.
Okay.
The man who shared his story anonymously went away to the Lake District with his partner and the in-laws and took his dog, River, along for the walk. Okay. But River ran off, coincidentally, along a river. So the man went to find the dog and stood on a rock shouting his dog's name in a theatrical fashion.
So they're like, hey, look at this dude that's crazy as...
River!
A shit house rat. So
you're like, hey, man, you found it. You're standing in it. Yeah.
Good job.
All right, case closed. Wrap it up.
Case closed.
He said for that at least the minute he stood shouting river at the river in multiple different tones as everyone around him had no idea what he was doing or why he was doing it.
God, dude, that is amazing. That
someone is... just over on the shore going, tree!
Tree!
They're like,
squirrel!
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
So it is a happy ending, and the dog did return. Hell yeah. Only after she'd returned, finally. Also, a female dog named River. Right. Oh, all right. Okay. So it was only after she'd returned, finally, that they were like, "You're just shouting River at the river." And none of these people know why. And I've been laughing since. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
One row, I had a neighbor whose dog was named Danger riding my bike past her house when suddenly Danger had a good laugh after initial fear for safety. Anyway.
You're like, Danger. And you're like, what? Can you be more specific?
Where? Near the river? No, stop calling my dog, damn it.
So, like, examples start coming into this article, yeah. And, you know, people were adding that someone's dog was called Echo.
Oh, God.
And he had a tendency to run off, so he started shouting, Echo, Echo.
That's awesome.
Yes. That's awesome.
Anyway, so that's my first one.
Well, I'm going to go grizzly on y'all.
Good. I've got a dark one after that.
All right. So this is what we're going to try to do for this episode. We dipped our toes in with Larry's story just to, like,
lighten
the mood, get you guys ready, because we have some pretty gnarly shit for this one. I don't know if we're going to get to all of it, but whatever. We'll see what's up. So, pulled this one from AP News. Report: guards didn't notice after killer beheaded cellmate. There are people in this world, in my humble opinion, that aren't made for this world.
Yeah.
This man is one of them.
Did you see his picture?
I did.
Yes, okay. It's okay. Like Richard Ramirez times 1,000.
Yeah, it's like Richard Ramirez fucked Charles Manson, and they had a...
Man, I thought it was more like Goth Gacy.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
This dude's face is more tattooed than untattooed. It's very strange. It's very clown makeup look, but it still gives him just that's a good sinister vibes.
Yeah, like, I didn't make that connection until you said that.
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
So shortly after the sadistic torture, slaying, and beheading of a convicted killer in California prison, apparently at the hands of his cellmate, prison guards making their rounds reported that both men were alive, according to two new reports from the state inspector's general office. So this is just me. I don't know. But I feel like if somebody is on death row or like life in prison without parole, it seems like you would kind of put the same with the same so that one person doesn't have more to lose than another person if something was to occur.
The victim was also in jail for murder.
But he was
about to be let out.
He was about to be on parole.
Yes.
So,
but... Also, and I know this guy wasn't supposed to have cellmates because he keeps doing this.
Yeah. Cue in the guard. Yeah, man. They were both alive whenever I went to check on them. So I don't know.
I've worked at a Target. Okay, I know that little sheet that hangs
this is a Wendy's.
Listen, this is a Target at the moment. The sheet that is on the inside of the bathroom door that says, like, nobody looked at that bathroom. No. Nobody looked at that bathroom. That is just... And I know this is not the same thing.
Let me pick my jaw off of the ground. What? I am surprised and appalled.
But I'm just saying, everybody, especially everybody that's underpaid... half-asses it at their job.
Oh, totally.
And look up what prison guards make. Like, not doing that job for that money.
But time out. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
They're really just having to do walk-bys.
Yeah. And that's what he did.
You literally just have to walk by.
That's what he did, though.
But he walked by and hours.
And he said...
Well, he had a sheet hung up. I wanted to give him some privacy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought they were putting balls in buttholes.
We wish.
So, Romero, who was the man that was killed, he had spent 27 years in prison. He was put in the cell with Osuna after arriving from Mule Creek State Prison. Damn, that's a prison right there. According to the lawsuit, he was convicted of second-degree murder after fatally shooting a woman in Compton when he was a teenager and associating with gang members. He was nearing parole eligibility, which is, that was the thing that I mentioned. His new cellmate, Satan, oh, I'm sorry, I misread it.
Satan.
Osuna was...
his new cellmate, no, Satan.
Listen, I'm terrified of this guy. Please no one tell him that we made fun of him.
Yes. No, dude. Yeah, anyway. Was serving a life sentence for killing and torture, or for the killing and torture of Yvette Pena at a Bakersfield motel. With face tattoos and flair for Charles Manson-like satanic antics, which...
It's so catchy.
It is, but it's kind of irritating because it's you know what?
Yeah.
You don't... The motherfucker that wrote this article has no idea what they're doing. They're just like, oh, he had a pentagram.
Better throw satanic in there.
Better throw Satan. Mm-hmm. Has anybody heard of Satan?
Would you like some Satan, sir?
Yeah, right. Tell me to stop. Tell me to stop when I'm you got enough Satan on your salad.
It's just like the cheese. I will let you crank that cheese all day.
Oh, crank that cheese.
Crank the cheese. Somebody write that shit down. So
look like I have a pen.
I got this. Here. I always got a pen.
Damn it. Look, I'm fucking old school around these parts. AKA my home. he became a dark figure during the 2017 trial, mocking the victim's family. We're talking about the piece of shit that, was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He was mocking the victim's family.
Again, please do not tell him we thought he was a piece of shit. He's very scary.
If you listen to this podcast, come to my house. I promise I have something for you. And bragging to a television
is
news
it balls
reporter.
To put their eggs?
it might ball up once it enters his body, but it's coming out of the end of a firearm, so I don't know. Sometime in the early hours of March 9, 2019, Osuna methodically tortured and killed Romero. Authorities say, I'm not going to lie, the authorities got it right.
I feel like,
okay.
I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. So this fool used a razor style.
Hey, wait. So I almost dipped out of listening to a podcast that got into what the. So
this is more superficial.
If you don't want the grisly stuff, maybe fast forward a minute or two.
Yeah. I don't know. We're pretty long-winded. So.
We are. Okay. Maybe like five.
But. So, using a razor-style blade attached to a handle, Osuna ultimately cut Romero's head. He decapitated him.
Yeah.
Period.
You know how much hacking that would like
to get
with a
through,
razor blade?
Yeah, to get through all of that, like he's working for a hot minute.
Yeah.
He posed the body. He also sliced Romero's face open on both sides of his mouth to resemble an extended smile.
Jokered him.
When the guards found Osuna...
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
No shit. It.
Yeah, that's awful. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Right,
that's
no.
bad.
When the guards found him, he was wearing a necklace made of Romero's body parts.
Oh.
Okay, so this guy, Osumo, and I'm trying to find it. I'm not going to do my filler.
While you find that,
yeah.
His first name is Jamie Osuna.
Well, I was because at the top they had what he cut out.
Why you find that? If someone is already he wasn't on death row, right? He was just in there for life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. So they'll just add more life sentences to his.
I mean, if you're on life with, I don't know, but if it's life without parole, it can't get worse.
Now, let's say that you're on death row. Would that move you up the list of death row if you keep committing heinous crimes?
I think if you're on death row, you don't have a cellmate. I don't
So, I mean, would it really be if the cell guards are so negligent, would it be negligent to accidentally discharge a firearm into his head? Well, I'm just wondering.
Because I'm not legal.
Well,
it's not legal.
So
now we're just threading
the
needle here.
Well, yeah, so this is my question. What do you do with a person like this?
Solitary.
Okay, so you want to keep this man alive.
I mean, that's how the legal system works, man.
But this is my question. Our legal system, if we're going to talk about our legal system in that, hey, we're hoping to...
There's no rehabilitation for this guy.
Okay, so what's the end game?
Just let him die in prison. I mean, he's killed two cellmates at this time, right? Mm-hmm. By this time. So put him in solitary. I mean, that's...
Honestly, I say put him in general pop, man.
No, then you're going to have more bodies.
No. That's so scary, though, man. Like,
you don't think they'll kill him? I don't know.
One thing that, and I don't know if it's from this story, but one thing that last podcast mentioned was that someone else that he fucked up, that he like cut their face so much they had to have 67 stitches. Mm-hmm. That dude said that he did not want photos taken for evidence because he was afraid those photos would somehow get back to this dude who keeps stuff for trophies, and he couldn't fathom thinking that.
But
like, this dude is terrifying.
This is my question. What I feel like there is a line that it's like you're not made for this world.
Yeah, but like, even if you're not religious, it doesn't mean that you think you can kill someone. You know, like not even you, but like that the system can kill someone. Like I don't believe in death penalty. Just full stop. Like
I do.
I know.
So you think his sentence should be upgraded to death penalty immediately?
So this is my point. He has killed somebody. He's killed and tortured somebody.
He brags about it. He's like, I love this. It's better than drugs. It's better than sex.
Well, then
it's
maybe charges will be brought up to where a judge would say, okay, you haven't been obviously good.
Okay.
Death, you know, new charges maybe.
Okay. So, and then what is the end game for the new charges?
Death penalty, if the state allows it, because
so
he's in California.
Then we keep
him
alive for another 20 years of appeals.
Well,
he's
a judge has ruled that he is not competent to stand trial for this death.
Oh no, he's going to be in a psychiatric ward until, and he's probably going to probably kill somebody over there that's not going to get picked up by the news. But
hey, legal system.
Well, and I agree. It's a mess. It needs a lot of work. Complete mess.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, this is pretty fucking cut and dry, man. I'm just saying.
It is.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, I mean,
right?
it's very, I get where you're coming from. Because it's very obviously like, he did it, full stop. No one else could have. They were locked in a cell together. Yeah. Obviously,
and
he found it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So he is accused, and I will use, because you're right.
Loosely accused.
I mean.
I'm just saying. I'm going to use the verb.
Oh, and he's claiming it. Like, he's not trying to say he didn't. Like,
he made a makeshift knife.
Uh-huh.
He decapitated his cellmate, dissected him, removing an eye, a finger, and a portion of the man's lung. And I'm assuming that some of that made it into something that resembled a necklace. I'm sure that they probably used some kind of creative liberty.
We love arts and crafts.
Yeah. So, but it's like. It's just one of these things that, like, man, this, like, I understand having some hope of rehabilitation.
And I also...
Damn, this is tough.
I am very black and white about the death penalty that I don't believe in it. This is absolutely a case of, like, if you ever have an exception, this is your exception. Like, I get that.
For sure.
I get that.
And I totally... completely understand where you guys are.
There's not a lot
that
I don't think has a gray area, but like for me, death penalty, like it needs to be completely gone.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, so I mean,
that's what I always do.
I can voice my opinions on this, but I'd rather not because I'd probably be leaning more towards your side on this.
You're pointing toward Daniel. Okay.
Yeah. Pointing towards Daniel.
That's fine. You can. Well,
but
I mean, hell, dude. I mean, guess what? We all have assholes just like opinions.
And speak for
some
yourself.
Of them have balls in it.
Honestly, I've heard all ladies poop smells like roses.
All right, from Andre 3000.
Ask Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh my god.
No, we're going back there.
All I I've smelled is her vagina. It smells like a candle. Oh, shit.
I will say, it's the other way around. I went to Atlanta while I was on hiatus, and I went to the Fancy Pants Mall, and I did look for the Goop candles. But I could not find them.
Do they have a Goop store? Or does
I mean, maybe not in that mall or any. I don't think they have their own stores. But there's so, like that candle was a collaboration with another brand, and I found that brand, but not the Goop candle. I was I was trying to smell the vagina candle for y'all listeners. I was trying. I'm gonna try to go back to Atlanta and go to some like there's like bougie candle shops that sell like real expensive candles, and I know some of them will have it.
Gwyneth Paltrow seems like the kind of bitch that is not going to let you sample it. Like she's going to like put it in cellophane.
You have to blind buy it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's basically it. This man sucks.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Understatement of the year. So I've got one other gnarly one.
Okay.
Does anybody else have a gnarly one that they want to sprinkle in?
Yeah, okay. I've got this one that I have been floating for a few weeks, but I'm finally wrote up some notes for. Okay. So this girl named Madison Smith in Kansas. The headline said, Kansas prosecutor says no to rape charge, so college student calls her own grand jury. And again, we don't really do trigger warnings on the podcast, but this one kind of gets into some details about sex crime, so I feel obligated to say, like, if you're queasy about rape, this is probably not the article for you to listen to. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
We'll try to throw a timestamp of when this is over in the thing.
Do an air horn.
Yeah. So, this girl, Madison Smith, she, for 3 years, the local prosecutor has just refused to take her case to court. So she started out having consensual sex with a guy in a college dorm room that became a rape, and she was unable to say stop because the classmate was strangling her. Oh. And the prosecutor's like, you didn't say no.
Because she...
Excuse me? He was choking me.
What?
Excuse me? So... Bless this girl. She found an old law that's still on the books in Kansas, where she's at, where she can summon her own grand jury if she thinks prosecutors are neglecting to bring charges in a crime.
Good for her.
Right? Like, how fucking cool. So, this law has been back since 1800s, and it was first used for saloon keepers when... authorities were not paying attention to like statewide prohibition stuff, so saloon keepers could like round up their own jury.
Yeah.
As far as they know, she's the only person to ever put together a citizen grand jury about a sex tribe charge. So basically it goes into like statistics say that like most sex crimes don't ever get charges, which is awful but true. Mm-hmm. And there's only 5 other states that even have a law like this. Mm-hmm. Kansas says that you have to get a certain number of signatures. Like, basically, you have to have a petition to even bring this about. Imagine fucking...
It's fucking sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
And only 5 states even have this... 5 other states, so 6 states. But imagine approaching fucking strangers. She did this in a hair salon parking lot, okay? Her and her parents set up a tent to greet people walking by.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a minute, could you sign this? Hi. I got raped and the prosecutor won't take my case to court. He says I didn't say stop, which is true because my classmate was choking me. Could you just sign this? Imagine having to fucking relive that trauma over and over to try to get as many signatures as you...
How many signatures did she have to get?
It just says a certain number of signatures, and I didn't think to look that up.
Yeah,
because
you were...
I should have, because you would have asked that, and I should have known that.
Jesus.
But, like, huh? Okay, so... Basically, the one person that was supposed to be, like, here for the victim, the fucking prosecutor just wouldn't do it. And, like, she said in a statement to the court, she was like, they're pushing me aside, stalling, waiting for me to give up, which is something defense attorneys do, but prosecutors are not supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, the prosecutor initially refused to press any charges. Then later... He reversed, and he sought out and won a conviction for felony aggravated battery, which was what he thought the most was that he could prove. Mm-hmm. Which basically, like, yeah, it's a charge, but it's not as strong of a charge, and battery doesn't get you put on a sex offenders list, and it's also just a fucking point.
Yeah.
You know? So,
well, I mean, coming back to the previous point of how do you yell if you're getting choked?
Oh, wait. I'll get into that.
Okay. I'm just like,
what? So, she bumps into this guy that she's a friend with. They're doing laundry in the dorm. They go back to his room. They start making out. They progress to sex by mutual consent that she says.
Cool.
Then pretty much as soon as they start banging, the guy starts slapping her in the face and strangling her while continuing to have sex. Uh-huh. She's trying to pull his hands off of her. He just squeezes harder every time. She's saying he's strangling her for like 30 seconds at a time. She starts to lose consciousness. And okay, then he would real finally, quick. Yeah.
30 seconds at a time.
Yeah, he just kept repeating it. Like,
but so that means that there's some kind of like.
He is basically getting her to where I'm she not, starts.
I'm not
to,
arguing no, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm just like.
I get you. You're trying to like follow
yeah, it. Yeah, but at the same time, think about it. If you've been choked for 30 seconds, you're trying to regain.
She says as soon as he lets go of her neck, she starts trying to just gasp for air because she's about to lose consciousness.
Okay, I dig.
And then he fucking does it again.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, didn't you cover a story where some states are saying like once you give consent, you can't take it back?
Probably. That's a thing. Yeah.
But like, time. Okay.
Right?
I'm just going to go.
You can stop at any point.
Where's my fucking record scratch fucking button?
You'd wear it out in this story.
I know, right?
Well, so she said, I truly thought that he was going to kill me and that the only way I was going to leave that room was in a body bag. Damn. And I am fucking here to tell you that if you have not ever felt that you are fucking privileged and it's really hard to wrap your head around even thinking that if you've not been there.
Yeah.
So, she goes to
wait, was that just you? Or?
That was me. Sorry.
Okay.
sorry, that was me. That part was me.
I was like, damn, this article.
Sorry,
like,
that part was me. that part was me. But okay. the body bag was her. Then it was me. So she goes to her parents' house the next morning. She tells her parents, I was raped last night. She pulls down her collar. Shows them she's got a whole necklace of bruises.
Yeah.
Her parents call the police. They take her to the hospital. The report shows that she's got bruising and abrasion on her neck. Also, he forced her to perform oral sex and tried to penetrate her anally.
Balls or dick?
Oh, God damn
it. Daniel!
I'm sorry.
Thank you for a little bit of lightness.
Thank you. I'm trying to bring levity. Levity.
Back to get rid of that levity.
Sorry.
Anyway. She had bruising and abrasion on her neck and bruising inside her mouth, which I never even thought of as a thing. I didn't even...
Damn.
God, dude.
I told you this one's dark. That's why we're putting a timestamp.
This guy's dick is made out of rocks or something?
So I was trying to come up with the Marvel character that is made out of, like, metal or whatever. Deadpool, dude. Deadpool.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
What is she trying to blow? Anyway, so, I'm sorry.
A few weeks later.
Levity blown. Please. Literally and figuratively.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh, God.
Rest head on microphone.
That's funny, though. Okay, so 5 weeks later, the family goes to meet with the prosecutor. Prosecutor asks to meet with the girl alone. This is a quote. He told me that the rape I experienced wasn't rape. It was immature sex because I didn't verbally say no when I was being strangled. How do you sleep at night?
Does he understand how, like, vocal cords work?
Nope.
And, like, I don't know.
Nope.
No? Okay.
So she's like, basically he's just like, well, you've got to have like really like clearly saying no. Like you have to like, he never knew you were withdrawing consent. And she's like, I was trying to pull his hands off my neck. Mm. What? Like what?
So this is, and by no means am I about to launch into whatever defense of this by any stretch. But I actually heard some stuff on a podcast recently about how the generation behind us is getting really like, and I'm trying
sexually
to think,
violent.
Well, but not only sexually violent, but just like desensitized that it's like they get on these porn websites.
These fucking Pornhub comments, man.
I know it is. It is. Oh, damn it. No. I was about to hit the button, but I'm not going to hit it. But no, it's one of these things that it's like they're being shown these things that are complete and utter fringe sexual acts.
Expectations are being unrealistic expectations.
They're not what everybody is doing when they hook up at a party.
No, not at all. Exactly. Not at all. It's like the old, like, oh, we go to, like, making out, and then we end up in the bed, and we have sex, and, like, go home, and whatever. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Have normal sex, not choking fucking, like, end up in a lawsuit sex. Like, I mean...
Also, if you're choking someone she's pulling your hands off, like, she's pulling at your hands and she's obviously not having a good time.
But that's my thing, is like, dude, I would not even be able to fucking keep it up if she's like struggling for air.
Unless you're a fucking sociopath.
Yes.
Even if she was into it, would you not be like, hey, like, are you sure? Like, are you still sure? Are you still real sure?
Like, I'm sorry. Did I get too aggressive? Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do. Should I, like, why don't I? You know? I mean, it's like, fuck.
So, getting
Thank
to
God
the...
that we're all on the same fucking page.
So, getting back to coming out happier on the end of this.
Yes.
Basically,
wait, how do you spell coming?
No. So, anyway, she's like, how can I say no if I can't even speak? I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So she ends up talking to a former Minnesota prosecutor who really, really researched Kansas law for the family and concluded that, yeah, that attack qualified for a rape charge.
Yeah.
So the prosecutor specialized in sexual assault cases, and she said, I would contend that it is clear that if, while strangling someone, they are pulling on your hands and gasping for breath and they are crying, none of that sounds consensual to me.
Mm-mm. No shit.
Thank you.
Yes.
So,
like,
it does say how many signatures they needed. I just missed it.
Okay.
329. 2% of the county's vote total.
Time out. That's not 100. That difficult to recall that story 329 times.
That's just how many yeses. That's how many signatures you get.
Yeah.
Who knows how
and
many
who's
she didn't
asshole
get.
Asshole that says no.
Yeah. Okay, yes. I agree with that.
Oh, no thanks. I'm busy. I don't want to sign up for that.
Full disclosure here.
What?
The only reason why we have light moments in the story, because this is a tragic and brutal
it's insane.
Story.
100%.
But this girl is a strong little bitch. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
The only reason why we have comedic moments in the story is just to bring a little...
Oh, no. We're obviously not victim blaming or anything.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
Not whatsoever. In the event that someone that knows her or she hears this or for some reason...
Fuck,
this
I'd like this kid's autograph, man. Like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're absolutely not. We would... No. There's a podcast called Crime and Sports, and they say... we're assholes, not scumbags.
Yeah.
And I love that because same.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah. But,
well, I just kidding.
So there's a lot more details to like how the court stuff went and stuff, but basically, the grand jury is going to begin, in September. I mean, surely to God, she'll,
I hope so.
Isn't this just close?
What state?
Kansas.
I'm not that familiar.
I don't know. But
like,
surely, man.
God, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And I put the inflection on the end because don't know. Because there's some really weird states out there. So.
A really cool thing at the very end, she said she had long planned to go to graduate school for nursing. Her experience in the hospital on that winter's night with nurses who made her feel believed sharpened her focus. She now wants to earn accreditation as a sexual assault nurse examiner. She said, I didn't let this define me in a negative way. I let it jumpstart who I wanted to be.
Now, that's a strong Supreme negative into
a positive, man.
Yeah.
And just knowing that you can go through it and help other people with it.
Fuck yeah.
Good for that. I need to, like, write this kid a letter,
honestly,
man.
That reminds me of, damn it, I never remember.
Chanel Miller?
Yes. Yeah. Fucking A, man. Because, like, holy shit.
I'll bring you her book. That
fucking
book is
terrible
so
that,
good.
Like...
You remember the guy's name and not hers?
Always.
Usually always
remember the assailant because it's beaten into your fucking head how terrible this POS is, you know?
Well, and she was Emily.
And then you said POS.
Yeah, she was
Emily Doe for so much of it, like when she released her impact statement and stuff. So, like, her name wasn't out there until her book.
Gotcha,
so,
gotcha, gotcha.
But also, think of, like, mass shooters and stuff.
Plus, I was actually really good friends with a dude in high school by the name of Brock Turner.
Oh!
Which is weird.
Glad it wasn't the same one.
No, it 100% was not the same one. So.
All right. Anyway, can
you... Here's Wonderwall. Okay, I swear to God, we have some light stuff to get back to.
Yes, I have a very funny one.
Good.
But, Daniel, go ahead and...
What's up?
What you got?
What you got?
What? Oh, okay.
I'm taking over and directing. I'm directing.
Dude, honestly, let me just paint a picture real quick. Larry has leaned back in his chair. He's just chilling. He's pointing. He's doing the directing. I've got one that we kind of started discussing prior to that I just wanted to, we can do as much or as little about
this. Hold up,
this.
I have to interrupt you because okay. Megan just texted you and me and said, I'm supposed to tell you all, go into the podcast room and tell Allie and Larry and Daddy that it's time to go to bed.
Fan, I love you, but yeah.
I've chosen chaos.
Yes. My God.
Wait,
honestly.
Was this earlier? Or?
No, just, this is just now. Right now. So, yeah. So, woman gets $385 ticket for talking too loud on sidewalk. She says race is the reason.
Have you considered just that you're a dumb bitch?
Have you considered that it's supremely fucking annoying to talk on your phone, on speakerphone,
in
public? Ugh. Just saying. Diamond Robinson,
false,
says she was, and I paused for a reason.
Thank you.
But,
appreciate that.
Says that she was walking up and down Cushing Street, where she lives in East Point, talking on her phone Thursday. That was when she says one of her neighbors approached her. Robin said the woman asked, do you think that you can get off your phone or talk lower? One of those things, she said, Robinson said. And I said, get out of my face. And I proceeded to walk past her. She's saying whatever she's saying. 3 minutes later, East Point police pull up. So she starts doing a Facebook Live photo.
As one does.
As one does. And I hope you all know this is being recorded, she said to the officer when they showed up. The woman who called the police had just moved to the neighborhood within a couple of weeks ago and is white. Robinson said she was targeted because she is black.
No, dude.
I'm going to say no.
Wait,
you're targeted because you're being an annoying bitch.
Yeah, it's just that you're a bitch.
This just in. If you are in public, put the phone up to your fucking head and talk to whoever you want to talk to. Put earbuds in. Put headphones in. Put the fuck whatever you want to put into your fucking ears to hear what's going on your phone. Take it off speakerphone. So she got a public nuisance ticket because she was talking too loud.
She was being nuisance in public.
The ultimate Karen.
That so, and I mean, I agree. Honestly, $385, that's a lot. But at the same point, it's like
okay, I hate when people do this.
Because we were talking about this a little bit before the podcast.
But this is a little bit, what I'm about to say is a little bit different than what we talked about.
Oh, okay.
I hate when people use race simply because it's a hot topic right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, I understand you're a black woman, and this, to me, has nothing to do with that. Like, a lot of neighborhoods have noise ordinance laws, right, or rules. Like, I'm pretty sure that your neighborhood, you can't be loud past 10 o'clock. So if I ever left your house past 10 o'clock, I'm pretty
also,
sure I would
loud while brown is definitely a crime.
So get the fuck
over. Loud while brown.
Get the fuck over. Get a pair of headphones and just, you know.
They're so cheap.
Fucking off?
Time out. Do you know, I could drive down to fucking Weigel's and get a $5 pair.
And they're still
fucking
pretty
headphones.
Decent.
They're not bad. Yeah. They'll at least, anybody that says, oh my God, I can't hear my phone, fuck off. Use headphones if you can't hear.
Or use it like it's intended. Put it up against your goddamn ear.
That's my point is, it's like, oh, if you can't find the fucking ear hole thing, you know, whatever. Bah.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier. It's like, yeah, it's okay to do that while you're in the privacy of your own home doing chores or whatever. Plug it into your fucking Bluetooth speaker. Yes. Do whatever you want. But
I'm not scream at it while you're in your home. I don't give a shit.
Through Trader Joe's playing my, like, grisly true crime podcast on my phone out loud. I would get the fuck hauled out of there.
Shit.
Like, honestly, I carved out part of his lung. I'm like, ma'am, you have to leave.
No, it's 3 p.m. I would report you.
Sure.
No, even doing this podcast with you, I'm like, I do a podcast with her. I'm reporting to her.
Not public, we don't.
No, but it was one of these things that I was like, it was more of a gripe thing than anything. Because, like, I just don't understand why so many people will just fucking white, brown, black, purple, green, blue, purple. I said purple twice, yellow.
Just to emphasize the purple.
No, but my point is,
yeah,
dude, it doesn't even fucking matter about race, gender, any of that shit.
Speakerphone's annoying, turn it off.
But why? Why is that the norm these days?
I had a boss at an old corporate job who would take, like, who would do a conference call on speakerphone. She had an office with a door, and she would leave the door open and have, like, an hour-long call, and we'd be like, shut the fucking door. Yes. Like, God.
Yes.
So annoying.
It's just, yeah. It's supremely annoying, and just, like, honestly, all I have to say is, sorry, $385 out of your pocket.
Do you guys enjoy sampling?
Yes.
Sampling new foods?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do you? You
know, time out. Do you know Allie and I?
Have you met us?
Do you know that right now it's cicada season?
Oh buddy.
My God.
Wait, but you said thank food you. And I'm gone.
So, the FDA had to tweet this out.
I saw this.
Oh, my God. And it's amazing. The shit that the FDA has
to
say.
The FDA's official Twitter came out and said,
"What was it? Wait, what was it that the FDA had to say during COVID that was like, don't inject bleach?"
No,
because someone was, you know, promoting.
No, but
fucking...
that was not it. It was
Is that where you were going with that?
I feel like it was something like that.
No, it was honestly, I legit think that it was something like, don't wear too many masks that you can't breathe.
Wait. Oh God, this is from 2019. That's
anyway.
COVID.
While you pull that up, the FDA's official Twitter said, when was this? On June 2nd, so yesterday, at 1 p.m., yep, we have to say it. Don't eat hashtag cicadas if you're allergic to seafood. These insects share a family relation to shrimp and lobster.
Hold up. Didn't our dude that eats the rotten meat talk about how shrimp are just bugs of the sea? It turns out he's right, and cicadas are shrimp of the earth.
Oh, my goodness. So, the U.S. Food and Drug...
Wait, time out.
I've got information, man. New shit has come to light.
God, I love Lebowski.
Yes. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a warning for those interested in sampling the cuisine containing Brood X cicadas. Stay away if you're allergic to seafood.
Would you try one?
No,
time out. If it was
prepared. No.
And you wouldn't eat a bug.
I would not.
You wouldn't eat any bug.
No.
No bug.
No.
No bugs.
Not on purpose.
Bug.
No.
Eat.
No.
Bug eat.
Wait, what?
No, bug eat. Bug eat, no.
Bug eat, no.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, see, you should have said yes.
Oh, it's a double negative. No, like, when people are like, oh, see, this is like this flour made out of crickets. I'm like, the fuck there is. I'm not making that. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Because
like,
I agree.
What?
I like my Wagyu beef.
Fuck. So that was a short one, and I want to finish off my portion.
For sure.
Yeah,
which one would you rather hear? Do you want to hear about a badger, or do you want to hear about a 17-year-old girl fighting a bear?
I have heard about the bear, and I have thoughts. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Remember last time you guys asked me what I could fight and think that I would win against?
Hell yeah.
I believe America was asked that. Or was it? I don't know. What. Anyway.
17-year-old girl fights a bear to protect her dog.
Did you watch the video?
Yes, okay. I did. And this bitch goes in on this bear. Dude. She fucking just, and
bear hand?
The bear has cubs. Hey. Okay, so if you click
it's
on
it's a mama bear with two cubs.
I would never fuck with that. So, my dog is done.
The bear.
Sorry, dog. I loved you. It's been real.
The bear is climbing on a residential fence, and obviously the dogs go after it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and this girl runs
fucking psychotic
at the bear and just fucking
like
uppercuts
shoves it. And then like scoops up her dog and is like, get the fuck in the house.
A 17-year-old girl in California was caught on video shoving a large bear off her fence after the animal took a swipe at her dog. Quote, the dog that the bear grabbed, she's the baby. Haley Morinico told NBC News. I have to protect the baby.
What?
The black bear had been walking with two cubs atop a fence at a home in Bradbury.
Also, east to of picture Los Angeles. This better, and there's video and always in the newsletter.
Uh-huh.
But the fence is more, it's a wall. It's like a cinder block wall. Yeah, so it's enough to, like, a bear walk on, like, a fucking, like, picket fence.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Although the cubs bolted and Mama Bear turned to follow, she also began to swipe at the dogs that were below the fence. That's when the girl came at them. And please, please go in there. Go subscribe to the newsletter.
The video rules.
And watch the video. This girl is my hero.
This girl.
She took on a fucking bear.
Man, dude. Like I say I wouldn't do this for a dog, but then I think about like Miette.
Yeah.
Bless that little kitty cat. If she was out there and there was a bear near her, I would not think I would just do this. And then later I'd be like, you dumb bitch, what did you do? But in the moment, I would be like, my kitty cat. You know?
And if you want to see this video, go to tetherradio.substack.com.
It's free.
And sign up. Dude, no, honestly, that is fucking wild. Dude,
yeah, man, okay. California girls are where it's at.
So, my...
If you're looking for crazy bitch... No,
I'm right here. So, my friend sent me... There are so many news stories about this. My friend sent me the one that Jezebel covered. Mm. And the top comment that loads says, this is a really great example of how the headline really makes it sound far more amazing and dangerous than it is. Reading all the headlines, I thought this would be this huge grizzly in the garden itself that she fended off. And instead, it's this video of a relatively small bear on a narrow high wall, a position that most people will remember from the school playground as a relatively easy location from which to dislodge a far larger opponent. Bitch, it's a bear!
It's a 17-year-old girl.
And a bear.
And a mama bear. This
relatively just, small bear? Shut the fuck up, it's a bear!
So when I read the headline, I figured that it was going to be a 17-year-old girl that was basically in the place of Leo DiCaprio in Revenant, fighting off that bear. I just didn't see that happening. And, like, honestly, what? I mean, like, it was a pretty big wall. Like, anybody could do that.
Dude,
the top reply to that says... Relatively small bear is a mama bear with two cubs and is relatively large enough to seriously fuck up a human.
Look at this fucking thing, dude.
Like, it's a kind of small bear. That, it's still a bear.
Look at that thing. It's a fucking...
Dude, it's a bear, dude. What? Time out. Plus, a mama bear and cubs?
Uh-uh.
You don't fuck with that shit.
No.
I don't give a fuck what kind of bear it is.
She legit shoves
it off the fucking wall. That's fucking wild.
Right?
I love this girl.
I'm not gonna lie. She likes her dogs.
Dude, a dog.
I would do it for a child.
I don't know if she's wearing a dress or a nightgown, but that makes it even better.
Say what?
I don't know if she's wearing a nightgown or a dress.
I think it's a dress. Really, really flowy, shapeless dresses are really trendy right now.
Well, no.
My friend that sent me it was like, I thought this was an old lady, but she's 17.
No, I think that it was a nightgown, and the reason that I say that is because I think that her boyfriend had his balls in her butt earlier.
So
I'm trying to do as many callbacks. Look, we are like, we're I was going to say a minute 26.
We're
going to
keep going.
We're going to do it.
Honestly, and this girl, like, at some point, she was like, man, I just didn't even think. Like, if I had thought, no, I wouldn't go fight a bear, but, like...
Yeah. She also warns
that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, she warns others not to do it.
Yeah, she's don't do this. This was dumb.
But that's just wild, the, like, instinct.
That recalls back to, like, where people are saying that for Gen Z and even millennials...
Yeah.
Their animals are like their kids now.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's like a parental instinct, because if you think of your dog or your cat or whatever pet as your child.
So social security. Excuse you. Social security is fucked.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lie.
Social security.
How much have y'all's pets paid into social security? I'm sorry.
The cats don't even work. It's appalling.
Oh my god!
Right?
Puns.
Rude.
I just knocked my computer in the floor.
No. Okay. I hate hiking. I have a note on my phone saying you hate hiking. Don't fucking do it anymore. And it's worked. I've not done it since. But I'm tempted. I'm like in theory I like it, but goddamn I hate it. One of the last couple times that I hiked, there was a couple cubs that walked across the like main hiking pathway
in front of you,
right in front of us. Like I almost could have petted them. They were so close.
You could have tracked me by the smell,
dude. Well, the cubs walked by and it's a busy day, right? Like it's like this time of year, like it's nice weather. So it is a busy day and it was some like pretty main like hiking way. And everybody's like, oh, they're so cute. And I'm like, you bitches, the mom is near. Y'all gotta go.
Allie's fucking halfway up a tree.
Dude, I'm for real. I am shitting myself. And I'm like, yeah, they're adorable. The mom is near. We're for real. It was me and my aunt and uncle. We're like, did y'all bring a gun? I didn't bring a gun. Does anybody have a gun? I need a gun. Like, they're adorable. And it was, I mean, such a memorable thing, but terrifying because mom's near. Ooh. And it was a few years ago
I
when
hate
like
cubs for that reason.
I know they're adorable, but no, but
it danger was, close.
Yes.
It was a few years ago when like the bears came out earlier from hibernation because they were so fucking hungry because like the crops were so bad that year.
Yeah.
It was that time. And I was like, yo, there's a mama near and they're hungry.
Yeah. She hungry.
Like,
she
not, hungry. That, not that she wants to eat you, but she'll fight you. She's got berries. She's
like, berries, hey, human.
And them berries in your pockets, or are you just happy to see me?
Them berries in your pockets, do you want to put
that,
it on my
that
ass?
That trail mix is a fucking death sentence.
See, white people don't carry trail mix on a hike. This is. No.
What are you fucking.
Yeah, just forage. Find your own berries, goddamn.
Oh, what? You're mad because I'm pointing out white people? That's my thing, dude.
Okay,
that's
what does a Mexican man bring on a fucking hike?
We don't
Mexicans
hike.
Don't hike?
We stay away from fucking wildlife. What's wrong with you?
We like to tip fate.
The only thing we eat from the wild are goats and fucking...
Chupacabras.
Yeah. Show title, Goats and Chupacabras.
Goats and chupacabras. They go right together.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Amazing. All right. So we probably have time for one more.
Nah, let's keep going. Fuck it.
Allie's in the mode.
I'll tell you what. Crispy I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
And then you guys can do whatever the fuck you want.
I got one more and then a fun one.
Oh, okay. So you got a heavy one.
Not heavy. Just like, not like, the, like just kind of nerdy.
How about we just do an untethered?
Yeah, shit. Let's just roll over and we'll do an untethered.
We can do that.
This has been a glimpse inside the brains of Tether Radio.
this is how we work or don't work.
We don't know. We just wing it, y'all.
Or dysfunction. So, all right. On that note, let me take my pants off.
Oh, hell.
And, oh, God, let me get my nuts in my butt.
Why are they stretching so much? Ah!
They're too warm.
I'm back in the costume for protection.
Damn it.
I hate this.
Oh, wait, one popped out.
Farts in here.
Oh, shit, the other one popped out.
Farts in here.
All right, with that, let us know what you guys thought about episode 152 of the Tether Radio podcast. Actually, don't. Please. No. You can shoot all of your hatred or love to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is TETHERRADIO.
That was whispering.
Sensual as fuck.
We're on Jack Dorsey's Twitter sphere at @Tether_radio.
It's getting out of control.
I know, right? Instagram, same handle @Tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We have our Facebook group.
Hey, Tether it's Radio been popping
after,
off.
Yeah, Tether Radio After Dark. Join. We won't let your mama, your papa, or your crazy Aunt Karen see what's going on because it's a closed group. So, but guess what? Low barrier for entry.
Also,
have
if
you heard
got a,
the podcast,
dude, if you've got a cool aunt, they can come.
Yeah.
See and, you and if see she's you good, if she's good, rip. And if she's good looking, she can really come.
You know, getting the hose. I'm watering y'all down.
Hey, don't you take a drink? You got some plugging to do, and I'm not talking about buttholes.
Hey.
I'm talking about Read with Tether.
So we are reading Lovecraft Country, which is a book by a guy named Matt Ruff. It's a dark fantasy horror novel that's like also historical fiction, kind of. It's all the fuck all over the place, but it's pretty cool. I'm a little bit into it. Daniel's pretty far into it. It's a lot. There's a lot to talk
the book,
about.
Not the butthole.
Hey,
I'm this much into it.
Damn it, oh, Larry.
Shit.
Anyway, no, it's also a show on HBO. And if anybody just wants to watch the show and then hang out and talk, like you can compare and contrast with us. We'll figure that out. But it seems pretty cool. There's a lot to it. There's a lot about the Jim Crow laws and the South and stuff, or all over the fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are going to talk about that next Thursday, June the 10th at 8 p.m. We're planning to do it in person.
We're doing in person.
Oh,
at,
this is the first I heard of it.
No.
Are you kidding me? You know where I live.
What? Oh, you're just not been on the podcast.
No.
Oh, I forgot you can't read.
Hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway,
roasting Larry again.
We're all. We never stop roasting Larry. But also, you don't have to come. Like, if you're in another state or you just want to not wear pants, that's fine. We're gonna like video chat some people if they want to do it. So,
oh, show.
We will throw a link up, or if you want to come in person, holler at us and we'll vet you and decide if you can come in person.
AKA.
If we know you. Yeah, yeah, very much. It's Daniel's house.
No. Honestly, all I need to see is two balls, one butt. Anyway,
right, it's
so,
never
going to
end.
Show title. Two balls, one butt.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe, yeah.
Yes, I like that. So we also have the Tether Radio newsletter that Allie puts together every week. It's fantastic. It was actually called out recently on the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. Thank you, Nathan.
Man,
because,
I'm so
like,
tickled.
Honestly,
I love when y'all love my bullshit.
I feel like she kills it, dude. She kills it every week.
I feel like Nathan really is a loyal listener.
Dude,
yeah,
I want to shout
he
out
is a, he yeah. is a the shining beacon in the, like, shitstorm that is, like...
Is he the one that lives in Michigan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are tickled that you listen, Nathan, and you're a good time in the damn group.
Nathan made it... Well, he made a Michigan joke to me the other day.
He should.
Well, not the other day. Because
it's a joke of a
ago.
State.
It was... No, it was really funny, though, because he was like...
By the way... I only say that I talk shit about that state because I'm an Ohio State fan, so I should let that be.
Oh,
noted.
So you guys like a really strong schedule? It's almost like you guys go into with no injuries into anything because your schedule is garbage.
Oh,
prior to
fuck you,
yeah, Ohio State could suck my fat penis.
I am once again reminding you of Ohio State's direct links to Jeffrey Epstein.
Have you, wait.
You heard me.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's true. That is true. I will not deny that.
Yeah.
It's true.
Anyway.
And by the way, we're not saying Ohio State. We're saying the Ohio
fucking
State.
Right.
Anyway, you can sign up for the newsletter at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our pinned tweet. So,
and if you wanted to see some past ones, you can just creep on them. You don't have to sign up. You can. There's like some button that says like "Let me see it" or something.
Yeah. So check it out. Sign up, Larry. For
it. I was totally good. No.
We're also gonna have a Tether Radio Untethered this week, and
we have too many topics.
I may or may not coax the Miri to come.
Yeah.
Untethered. So, but anyway, so we're gonna have one this week. I have zero idea as to what number that is.
We'll figure it out.
It's been a hot minute.
But, hey,
so.
We'll look at the catalog on Spotify. Yeah.
I was about to do that, but my Spotify's going slow.
Yeah, we'll get it going. So this has been episode 152 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your drunk Uncle Larry.
Oh, slurred like the best of them.
Hey.
And we are thanking you guys so much checking it out once again. We hope you guys come back next week, and until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
No butt stuff.